It's time once again for the Crackman Podcast, hosted by A1 Foundation Crack Repair. I'm Darren Kincaid, and I'm here with the Crackman himself, Rich Commers. Rich has 36 years of experience in the construction industry, with over 30 years as the founder of A1 Foundation Crack Repair, a company that has earned over 300 Google reviews. This podcast provides expert basement waterproofing, concrete repair, and preventative maintenance tips for homeowners and businesses. A1 Foundation's valuable insight will help avert the disaster of a flooded basement, health problems due to water infiltration, and protect your biggest investment, your home. The topic of today's podcast, creative DIY remedies for foundation crack repair. So, Rich, it's only natural for a homeowner to try and fix problems with their house on their own before calling a professional. I'll bet you've seen some doozies in your time as a crack man, haven't you?
Oh, we sure have. And in fact, I got to say, before I was in this business over 30 years ago, there was a foundation on a house that I had bought, and I am guilty of it. I tried to fix it myself, and this is one of the reasons why I got into this business. One thing that people try is hydraulic cement. You can pick that up at your Home Depot and each store. And what hydraulic cement is, it's a fast-drying mortar-based material, and it's supposed to stop water. If you think about it, how are you going to get the material into the crack? Well, they say you got to drill it at a V and then a V going the other way in the crack and try to get it in. And hydraulic cement, it dries really quick, and concrete expands and contracts, and the hydraulic cement doesn't, so you get a leak again. I get calls all the time from contractors and homeowners that have tried that. Oh, we've seen everything from, oh, this is a good one, where they'll put caulking into the crack, and then they put one of my favorites, Flex Seal. You've seen it advertised on TV. It may work great on gutters or bird baths, but I'm seeing it failing all the time in basements on cracks. So they try that and that doesn't work, the Flex Seal. Then what they'll do, they'll see this magic paint that they have at the home centers too that's supposed to stop water. And they'll put that on too. And then they'll get a good rain and it will come through. And then they call us. One of the most creative ones I've seen is somebody taking a piece of a very absorbent towel and sticking it in the crack from the top towards the bottom and then letting it go into a basin. And what they're trying to do is use that towel as a wick, so it wicks the water into the basin. Now, that does work, but then the basin fills up, and it's not a solution to the issue. And if you're going on vacation or whatever, you could have a problem. So we've discovered ways by talking to engineers and chemists and playing with techniques to repair this using electric pumps or carbon fiber blankets. And we've been doing this for 30 years. So if you want a foundation crack repair with a warranty, I don't care if you're in Mass, Rhode Island, or Connecticut, we can take care of you at A1 Foundation Crack Repair. If you have any questions, give us a call.
Well, thanks, Rich, for sharing some of your DIY disaster stories with us. If you have a basement water problem and think you need a professional, or if you'd like more information on foundation crack repair and basement waterproofing topics, please visit a1foundationcrackrepair.com or call Rich at 866-929-3171. Or you can email Rich at info@a1foundationcrackrepair.com. Thanks for listening and keep that basement dry.